121-110 was your final. Warriors losing to the Phoenix Suns. I'm Tim Roy, along with Tom Tolbert. And the Warriors losing tonight, but again, the story is Steph Curry. You know, what's going to happen with Steph Curry? Broken left hand. We'll get more information, I'm sure, tomorrow as this goes. But that's like a, you know, it's a punch to the gut. It's hard to take when your best player, a two-time most valuable player, guy that's been in five straight finals, goes down, especially on top of the injury to Klay Thompson. I can't remember, you know, other than maybe a game or so where if they were resting one guy and the other one was hurt for a while, Klay and Steph, but out for a long period of time, I can't remember if that's ever happened before, where Klay and Steph have been out at the same time for a long stretch of games.
Yeah, it's just a bummer because yeah. Steph's so much fun to watch.
Absolutely.
And he does things that no one else does in the league. But if from a player standpoint, and we all get it as fans, and we're fans, and we want to see good basketball, it's not as much fun to watch. But as a player, you don't worry about that stuff. You come to work every day, you try to get better, and you try to do what you can to help the team win a basketball game. That's all you can do. You don't worry about that other stuff. And you let everybody else worry about that other stuff. From our vantage point, where are they going to find points now? When D'Angelo Russell isn't on the court, who's going to lead them? Is the ball going to be in anybody's hands? Are they going to have to go back to the motion offense when they don't have Russell on the court? Do they even have shooting for that? I don't know that they do. So Steve's going to have to try to come up with something to keep these guys competitive. And I'm not even talking about winning. That's exactly what I'm talking about, competitive. Because talent wins in the NBA. The Warriors have won for the last 5 years because every time they stepped on the court, they had the most talent. They do not in any way, shape, or form anymore have the most talent. In fact, they're going to be, I can't imagine right now, they're going to have more talent than any team in the NBA for the foreseeable future. And that's a tough position to be in, but you know what? That's the reality of it. You got to find a way to win basketball games. That's your job as a professional. You got to find a way to help the team. You got to find a way to find your niche and do the little things. And you know, Draymond it's going to be tough for him and D'Angelo Russell. But those are the two vets that can do some stuff for this team. And look, it's going to be hard, if not impossible, to do it without Steph Curry. It was tough enough without Klay. Now you take away Steph, and it's like, what are you going to do?
Okay, to think about this. The last six games the Warriors have played in games that matter, right? Last two final games, first four regular season games.
Yep.
They have lost Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Stephen Curry to injury. That has to be the most impactful three sets of injuries over a six-game period in NBA history. It has to be.
Well, it spoke to who they had on their roster
yeah.
to start with when you have all those guys at one time on your team. And, again, the expectations were lowered already. Now, I mean, I'm being brutally honest here. This right now is going to be one of the, I mean, five worst teams in the league. I mean, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be very tough.
They don't have the talent. They just
nope.
don't have the talent night in and night out. And, again, you know, I've played for teams that have been marginal, I guess, at best. And I was one of those players that had to step in when other guys got hurt. Like the main guys got hurt. And you just tried to, again, you didn't think about big picture. Players always think about micro, not macro. So you're thinking about that game, my opponent, my scouting report. How do I get better? How do I help this team win? But again, when you don't have the talent necessary to string together four, five, six, seven, eight wins, it can be tough on you. And Steve's going to have a tough job. Coming up, we don't know how long Steph's going to be out. And I don't know. 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10, 12, who knows? I don't know. We'll find that out soon enough. But he's going to find a way to have combinations of players that he can put on the court that have never played together before. And not only have never played together before, a lot of them have never had, like, meaningful minutes, big-time minutes before. So, you know, a lot of it will fall on Russell, and a lot of it's going to fall on Draymond. You know, Draymond's the kind of the last of the Musketeers standing right now. There was three of them, then there was two of them, now there's one of them right now. And he's been there, he's done that. He's got to figure out a way to lead these guys. He is a leader. I think that might be one of his strongest attributes. Well, this is going to be a tough one for him because he is used to excellence. He's used to winning, and not just winning, but winning championships. And now you're looking at a team right now that is just going to scuffle. Again, it's going to scuffle to be competitive in some of these games. I mean, they've gotten demolished three games out of four. They demolished the Pelicans in one game, and they got demolished by the Clippers. Okay, it's the Clippers.
Yep,
but
they're good.
But now you've got demolished by Phoenix and OKC. And I think OKC is better than a lot of people are going to give them credit for. And Phoenix is looking like a team, but still, those are like marginal playoff teams that you just got smashed by. What's going to happen when you play Utah and Denver and the Lakers and Houston and some of the other better teams in the Western Conference? That's for us to think about. For them, practice tomorrow if they have practice, and then get ready for Charlotte, because that's still a winnable game regardless of who's playing. I mean, that's a game you got to think, okay, we got to find a way to get a game. What you don't want, Tim, is a season where it just starts sliding downhill, and all of a sudden, you know, it's losing five in a row and losing seven in a row, and it's nine in a row. You gotta try as best you can to keep that from happening. In fact, the more I'm talking, the more I feel like I need another beer. They're like, I don't even drink whiskey. You have any whiskey in here?
Can
I get a drip?
You know, it's hook him up.
Tap it up.
Code red. you know, it's interesting this happened, and again, over a six-game period, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry. I mean, that just can't be even measured.
Hall of Famers, all of them.
And so now I think what you got to do is go, okay, we're going to throw a lot of young players out there, and Warriors are going to take their lumps, no doubt about that.
Yep.
And I think you got to say, you know what, it's going to be a year where we're going to develop these guys. We're going to make these guys better so that the Warriors hopefully will have young players who are significantly better in March and April than they are in November and December. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of your short-term goal. Now, we don't know. Steph, you know, he has to get a CT scan at some point to see if he'll need surgery on the hand. And, you know, that could change how long he's going to be out. But he's out at least for a few weeks.
Yeah.
So in this point, I think, you know, you say, okay, you look at the, you know, you kind of read the room and say, okay, we got young guys. This is who we have, and you got to go and try to develop them. Everybody's got to try to get a little bit better. You've got Alec Burks and Marquise Chris and Amari Spellman and Willie Cauley-Stein and Glenn Robinson III. Guys that are playing for their NBA careers. You know, you go to them and say, hey, look, you know, how you react in this situation, how you deal with this, and how hard you work with Steph out is going to, you know, determine a lot of what happens to you maybe for the rest of your NBA career. And so I think, you know, there are some positives that can happen out of this, even though right now for the short term, you know, the one loss part of this equation might get a little rough.
Well, for the veterans, you find out about professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
Young guys are going to be excited, right? Young guys are getting to play, and it's the NBA. So they, you don't worry about them. You worry about teaching them. And the only thing you worry about with young guys is that they get beaten down their first year. And you don't want that, guys to get disillusioned, and guys that just think, man, I can't do it. We can't. You got to keep their spirits up with the young guys. The older guys, the vet guys, those are the guys you find out. Are you going to be a professional? Are you going to come into work early every day? Are you going to do what you did before this season went the way it's going? And I know, look, I know we're being a little bit depressing, but the facts are the facts. Steph Curry's out, and this team right now just doesn't have the talent that it had. We all know that. But we're talking about a team that's already, even when Steph was in the lineup this game, they were getting crushed by Phoenix, and they got crushed by OKC. So, look, that's the reality of the situation. That's what it is. And you hope a guy like Pascal can grow, that Poole can grow, and you start finding rotation players, and maybe even find a guy that you look at and go, wow, this guy's pretty good, better than we thought. I mean, you look at Pascal tonight. He had 20.
Yeah.
He had 3 rebounds.
He can play.
He can play. 0 assists surprises me because I think he's a better passer than what that number would indicate. And I also think he's a better rebounder than 3 rebounds in 38 minutes. But 20 points, 7 for 9. And, again, defensively is where he brings a lot of value. But it's just a bummer. It's a bummer because we love watching Steph. And everyone loves watching Steph, and everyone loves watching great players, and Steph's a great player. And when you don't get to watch him, then it's kind of a bummer. And I don't care what sport it is, you want to see the best play on the court, on the ice, on the field, and he's not going to be able to play for an amount of time that we're not sure what that amount of time is, but such is life, and you deal with it.
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Been through them. You know, I was kind of looking forward to finally getting my record to 500.
Oh, that ain't happening. That is not happening. Unless you have a different definition of 500.
It's another 5 years on the card.
Now, how many were you below coming into this year?
I don't know. I got to check, but I know I was below. I think I had gotten into the 40s, like the mid-40s percentile.
Oh, yeah. There's no chance. There's no chance. I bet you I'm
you know
in
who knows?
I bet you,
know you
I'm
knows?
In the sixes.
Our friend Ray Ratto knows. He probably has.
Oh,
he
absolutely.
Probably keeping track.
Absolutely. He's happy. He's like, ha-ha.
Rubbing his hands together.
Over a cauldron.
In an Argyle sweater.
Oh, there's no doubt over an Argyle sweater. You kidding me? No
yeah.
doubt.
Oh,
God.
Oh, man.
That's okay.
Yeah,
it'll right. get there.
It's all right.
It'll get there. We have each other.
Boy. We do. We have each other, and we have RC. And Alan Brown, our statistician, is wearing a Warriors hat that was like 3 logos ago.
I feel like you're Steve Martin, the jerk. That's all I need is Alan Brown and RC. That's all I need.
Oh, man. It's time.
It's time. Oh, it's yeah, definitely yeah. time. It was time about 2 hours ago.
Yes, it was.
I'll see you Friday.
All right, see you Friday, man.
Yes, sir.
That's Tom Tolbert. I'm Tim Roy.